Today, Jesus would tell the story this way. Once upon a time, in a mythical town called Macon, there lived a man named Rodney Richards. And Rodney Richards was considered the most successful man in town. He was a defense attorney, so good that people called him the Perry Mason of Macon because he never seemed to lose a case. In fact, it was said if you were going to go kill somebody, be sure to line up Rodney Richards ahead of time. He was just that good. He was also a skillful financial mind, had part interest in a bank, and his investment acumen brought riches into that bank of great renown, and he was a wonderful essayist. His articles appeared in the paper full of insight and eloquence. He was truly, Rodney Richards was, a Renaissance man. And Rodney Richards was a good fella. He was young, white, and rich, and no one begrudged him his wealth because he worked so hard. Oh, he wouldn't go out of his way to help somebody, but who could blame him? He was so busy, so active, had so many projects, very active in civic affairs. He contributed money for Little League baseball uniforms. If kids needed a place to swim, he'd invite them to his Olympic-sized swimming pool. If the city needed a car, a sports car for a parade, he would lend them one of his beautiful Lamborghinis. His every act of generosity was in high style, high profile. He was accounted the most successful man in town. Living near Rodney Richards' beautiful downtown office was another man, Matthew Jenkins. Matthew Jenkins was poor and old and black. And everyone in town knew Matthew. He was illiterate. He'd had to drop out of school at an early age to support his mother and his siblings. But everyone knew him because he had worked for everyone. At one point or another, he had cut grass or hauled trash or done carpentry for everyone in town. He was all over place. In fact, if people had ever stopped to think about it, they would have realized that Matthew Jenkins worked as hard as Rodney Richards. But he was no one's idea of a success. Partially because he had time for everyone. He never complained about his lack of education. He was always too busy counting his blessings. Children of all ages, all colors, would bring their bicycles to Matthew and he would fix them. Old ladies of all colors trusted Matthew to get their old cars working. Everyone looked to Matthew for some little job, and he was always there, always with a smile on his face, always with a kind word to say. A subtle, quiet servant of God. And every Wednesday, every Sunday, you could find him singing bass in the AME Zion Church Choir. Subtle, quiet servant, but nobody's idea of a success. The transition from subtle servant to old, invisible man was, in Rodney's case, short and sad. Illness, hunger, arthritis transformed him into an old man overnight. And he could be seen limping through the streets of the city in a threadbare coat on a wintry night. And he reminded people of somebody they used to know, but when they heard his rasping, tubercular cough, they were sure they were mistaken. sometimes Matthew would rummage through the trash cans outside Rodney Richards' office and make a meal out of the stuff the finicky man would throw out. A couple of times, Rodney actually saw him going through his trash cans, and the sight disgusted him. And he made a mental note to call his secretary to have them call the social services. But he never followed up. One December night, cold and hunger and illness conspired to take Matthew Jenkins' life. And the Macon Telegraph had so little information, all they could list for an obit was his name. But that was all right, because the Macon Telegraph needed all of their room to acknowledge the passing of Rodney Richards. Died of a heart attack at age 44, entertaining clients in a swanky Atlanta restaurant. Rodney Richards, such a young man, a man of such accomplishment. You never know, do you? And wasn't it wonderful how big his funeral was? And didn't the preacher do a good job, particularly under the circumstances? You know, it's kind of sad. Rod never had time for spiritual matters, was never involved in religious stuff, but the man had to rest sometime. Who could blame him? He had so many projects going on. And that is exactly what Rodney Richards said to Jesus the judge. Oh Lord, I've always been a believer in you, but I had so much work to do. Rodney, said Jesus, I had work for you to do too. But you always thought that your work was more important. I have an agenda for you, but you always put your agenda first. And so Jesus had to say to Rodney the worst words anyone could hear. You'll have to depart from me, Rodney. I never knew you. And so Jesus assigned Rodney Richards to that section of hell known as MP, nice people with misplaced priorities. Rodney Richards expected hell to be burning fire, but he found that in his section, the burning fire came from the vacuum within his heart. There was a burning fire of eternal regret. And worst of all, his position allowed him to see the Macon section of heaven. And there was a party going on. People hugging each other, praising God together, celebrating together. And right in the middle of it, who could be the heart of the party? But Matthew Jenkins. How could heaven be all it's cracked up to be if Matthew Jenkins is there? But the more Rodney witnessed everyone in an eternal song of praise and joy, the more his heart ached to be a part of the celebration. Even in hell, Rodney still thought he could order people around, so he said, Jesus, I'm bored. Why don't you send someone from Macon down to amuse me? You can even send Matthew Jenkins. No, Rodney, said Jesus. There is a great chasm of faith that separates you from Matthew. Matthew depended on me for all of his life. Whereas you chose to be your own God, you have nothing in common. Matthew Jenkins didn't do half the good for people that I did, said Rodney. You got it wrong, Rodney, said Jesus. Everything you did was for Rodney. It was to burnish your reputation, to polish your name. Everything Matthew did was for my kingdom. Matthew Jenkins was my great servant, whereas you never gave me an honest day's work. Wheeler Dealer Rodney wasn't ready to give up. All right, Lord. At least send the ghost of Matthew back to my father's household. I have five brothers. They're just like me, hard-driving businessmen, trying to get ahead in the world, trying to make a success. They have no idea what really matters. Send them the ghost of Matthew to wake them up. Can't do that, Rodney, said Jesus. Besides, they're Christians in Macon living the Word. There are churches in Macon proclaiming the Word. There are plenty of people who can share them what really matters. No, said Rodney. They're used to all that religious stuff. They won't pay attention. Send them something supernatural to open their eyes. And besides, I can't trust the Christians of Macon. Half of them don't take their job seriously anyway. Please, send them Matthew's ghost. No, Rodney, said Jesus. If I sent them Matthew's ghost, all they would do is hire a psychiatrist. They would find a way to explain the experience away. Your only hope is for them to come to me through the miracle of faith and the witness of God's people. Rodney says, Lord, please, please, allow me to use my experience in some positive way. And Jesus said, all right. You remember the church where your funeral was? Oh, yeah, Vineville Baptist. I've been a member for ages. I hadn't attended since I was a teenager, but I'm on the rolls. Tell you what, Rodney. You can write Vineville Baptist a letter, and I'll make sure they get it. And so Rodney Richards sat down to write what he knew would be the last correspondence of his life. And this is what he said. Dear good people of Vineville Baptist, this is Rodney Richards, and I'm writing you from hell. I know that's going to surprise a lot of you because I did so much work. But all of my work was for Rodney Richards. And that didn't impress Jesus very much. I know you're good people. But I want to call you to account. I want you to realize that true success is found in loving the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. True success is found in finding the will of God, living the will of God, embodying the service of Christ. The greatest success you can ever hear is the commendation of Jesus that says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master." And those are words I can never hear. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to take your faith seriously. I want you to live as recruiters for the kingdom of God. I want you to make real the values and verities of God's kingdom. Live as the other lives are depending on your witness, I know five lives that are. I have five brothers. All of them hard-driving businessmen. All of them living blind to the kingdom of God, ignorant of the reality of God. You've got to make that reality clear by the way you live and love and serve and believe. There are hundreds, probably thousands of people like my brothers living misdirected lives. Understand that your witness, your faith, your love, your service can open their eyes to what's real. Being in hell, I understand what Jesus says when he says, the fields are ripe for harvest, but the laborers are few. My brothers are among that harvest. Bring them into God's fellowship. Many of you remember when I was growing up, my family grew peaches. And when those peaches were ripe, we moved heaven and earth to make sure that none of the crop spoiled. My brothers are worth more than peaches. Do not let their lives and the lives of hundreds of others spoil. Live as a recruiter for God. I wish I could be involved with you in this most important enterprise. But hell is eternal regret. Hell is eternal regret. I wish you well in your work for God's kingdom. Sincerely, Rodney Richards. May we pray together. Lord, you tell stories. And sometimes those stories cut to the very heart of who we are and open our eyes to what really matters and what does not. Summon us into your fellowship to embrace your redemption, to engage in your community, become a part of your ongoing life. In the name of the Christ we pray, amen.